When the trumpet of the march shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
If you will please turn to Luke the 9th chapter now, from verse 37. And it came to pass on the next day, when they had come down from the hill, much people met him. And behold, a man of the company cried out, saying, Master, I beseech you, look upon my son, for he is my only child. And lo, a spirit taketh him, and he suddenly crieth out, and it teareth him, and he foameth again, and bruising him hardly departeth from him. And I besought your disciples to cast him out, and they could not. And Jesus answering said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring your son hither. That is a serious stricture, isn't it? Perverseness. There is something deeply perverse about human nature. You know, some people have a very suspicious mind. They must suspect that somebody is doing some harm to them. Somebody is bugging their phone. Or some accusation against somebody. And very often it is against a family member. That's how it goes. And you can imagine how much you suffer just because of its suspicion. Or a resentment. You know, folks, when the Lord Jesus Christ said upon the cross, Father, they know not what they do. Think of that. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Well, when somebody drives a nail into your hand, certainly he knows something of what he's doing. And when somebody sees blood spurting out of your hands, he certainly feels some little compunction, some little revulsion at the enormity of his cruelty or crime. They know not what they do. They're blinded. Father, you must needs forgive them. They don't know what they do. Look at the response of our Lord Jesus on the cross to the driven nails. Now, why can't we also, true, we have never been crucified in that fashion. We have never seen our own blood splashing all over the place. But can't we react in some measure, reflect that love, that forgiveness? For we are made partakers in his divine nature. That's what we are told in the scripture. Partakers of his divine nature. You know, after all, I can't claim divinity, but we are told that we are partakers. in that divine nature, but that perverseness of spirit, ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. You know, this can be applied to a lot of people. They seem to receive God's word, but still no implementation, no execution. You know, the letter killeth and the spirit giveth life. The letter killeth. Oh, how people can be so full of scripture quoting, and they can show the faults of everybody else except their own faults. My dear people, that perverseness of spirit is spoken of in Isaiah chapter 30, 8 and 9. Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, prophesy not unto us, write things, speak unto us smooth things. Now here, get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before me. Look at the perverseness which says to the prophets, prophesy not. So, we do not want the Lord to put his finger upon those things which are causing us to stumble, that are making us actually powerless. Now we are confronted today by a situation all around us where I see endless opportunities. You know, some people, on the other hand, interpret it this way. They say, you know, people don't want to know. People are so indifferent to the gospel. No, nobody can be truly indifferent to a practical presentation of the Word of God, because everybody has got awful problems. People are just sinking with their problems, with their sorrows, with their worries, and their anxieties. In the midst of this, they say, well, we have tried religion, it doesn't work. We see a lot of these religious people. What is the big difference? They go to church on Sunday, I don't. That's about all the difference. If that is true, that there is no other difference between you and your colleagues or friends, let me tell you, your Christianity is bogus. There's something seriously wrong. Christ in you, you know, you can't hide Christ. That's not possible. I had a letter given to me just a few days ago. This was about a man who was listening to our television broadcast in his own language. Apparently, he was a person who hated the Lord Jesus. And suddenly, as he was listening, he felt that he was healed. He said, let me check this out, because he was an AIDS patient. So the very next day, he went over to the big hospital and said, let me test this thing out. And the results came negative, completely negative. Well, my answer to such people would be, no man can do that. It is only the Lord. So, give all the glory to the Lord. So, my dear friends, this is a day of great opportunity when faith must be put to the test. How long shall I suffer you? O faithless generation, perverse generation. You know, folks, there came another case, what has been labeled a needy home for some of these girls who have nowhere to go. One of our converted brothers is running this home, and he said to me, would you please pray for this girl? She has been paralyzed. The upper part of her chest is paralyzed. She can't do anything. She can't sing. Well, her father evidently had committed suicide. And this poor girl, I prayed for her. And in the evening, the choir of the needy home was going to sing at the meeting. And she was one of the singers, but could not sing. But after prayers, the Lord instantly healed her, so that in the evening, she stood with the rest of the choir, and I was informed by this brother that she was healed and could immediately function. Now, for every touch of God, every work of God, we must praise Him. And especially when this is a demonstration before a lot of people who were once headhunters. So this is the Lord at work. But I still feel, my dear friends, that my faith is very poor. I tell you honestly, I do. O gracious Father, how we rejoice to hear your works, and how our eyes are called upon to see you working. That's exactly what we want. The Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. God working. Lord, what a contrast between our puny little works and your working. And above everything, give to us humble, broken spirits. We ask this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan 48178. Or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.